Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, my name's Tanner. This week we explore the spooky history of two different ghosts, feuding witches, black box UFOs, and eerie skyfish that have been experienced around Mexico City, the central part of the country. Here on Cozy Cryptid. Black UFO, black cube UFO. A man in Mexico City has been reported seeing a massive black cube in the sky. He was outside admiring the stars in the clear sky. He wouldn't have noticed it if it hadn't had blocked out a large portion of the stars in the sky, but because it did, he was able to discern its outline. The man, who did not wish to give his name, said his memory about the incident is fuzzy. He does not remember how he reacted to it at the time. His only clear recollection is of seeing the cube. The man says he was not drinking or doing drugs and that he was stone sober at the time it occurred. Similar incidents have been reported in nearby towns. In 2015, more than 100 residents of El Paso, Texas saw a similar black cube in the sky at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The witnesses reported that it became very windy. The clouds in the sky swirled around and now all dismantled a black cube-like object. Several people thought took photographs of the craft. One witness gushed, "I don't know how to describe it because it was mind-blowing." There have been several theories posed as to the nature of this craft. Some believe it as an entity from another planet, others that is a probe from another dimension, still others that is an alien craft or spaceship from another galaxy. MUFON has weighed in on the footage captured by witnesses of the black cube and stated it may be a computer-generated fake, therefore a hoax. This has angered more than one witness to this craft, who said, "All I can say is that I was there, I saw this thing with my own two eyes. I personally took a picture of it. I hope that by doing this interview, I confirm that this did happen. No one is going to tell me different." Whoa. I know what I saw. I know what I saw, man. Baby witches. Hex the Moon. TikTok is an app culture is an app currently popular with the younger folks, especially the younger, which is among us. Apparently, in a recent article in the Cut, the online publication brought a story of young witches called baby witches by their older counterparts, who announced their intentions to hex the moon. In addition to hexing the moon, the witches also announced their plans to hex the fae folk in its entirety. This sparked a TikTok war among the younger and older witches that use the platform frequently. Twitter thread at Hey Adora explains that baby witches is a pejorative term used to refer to those who are new to the practice of witchcraft by more experienced practitioners. An interview with an anonymous baby witch said that they were hexing the fae as a way to prove a point, although she did not elaborate what that point might be. The announcement of their intentions to hex the moon sparked an all-out war on Witch Talk, a TikTok community for witches. The anonymous witch said that this controversy was causing a breakdown in the witching community. She further explained that the gods Artemis and Apollo control the moon, and so to hex the moon would necessitate hexing the two gods, who are very powerful. "You can't hex the moon," said the anonymous witch. "If you even try, you'll be on the bad side of Artemis and Apollo, and you don't want to be in on that fight," she said. She summed up by saying, "Hexes aren't real." Some expressed opinion that women in general are powerful, and by pulling their attention towards destruction of an object, it may have some effect. Marianne Williamson, author and political activist, has come out to express her feelings on the witch controversy burning on Witch Talk. There's got to be some really drunk or stoned #baby witches if they think they, in the midst of a secret police invasion of Portland, that the best they can do is hex the moon. So the controversy rages on. If you suddenly discover the moon has disappeared from the night sky, you'll know who is to blame. Island of the Dolls. A tale that's relatively recent in its origins and centered around Mexico City's eerie Isla de las Muñecas, or in English, Island of the Dolls. A recluse by the name of Julian Barrera lived on the banks of a canal. So one day, the dead body of a girl floated in the water, occupied by her doll. Barrera claimed that hear the screams of the girl, as if a consequence, he hanged the doll among the branches of the trees and the surrounding woods to appease the spirit of the poor deceased girl. The Island of Dolls is a man-made island known as Chinapa in the canal in the Zolian Comileco area, which is approximately 20 kilometers south of Mexico City. Since that time, others have joined the Barrera in hanging dolls from the trees. Today, the forest on that small island is haunted with thousands of them, the sheer number of which presents a wholly spooky appearance. As of 2013, there were 1,500 dolls decorating the trees of the island. And if you're brave enough to take a walk here at night, you may well hear the whispers of these ghostly dolls occupying you on your stroll, as they cry out to the spirit of a dead little girl. Ghostly nurse. If you're spending time in a hospital in Mexico City, look out for a ghostly nurse. The words La Plachada, meaning the Iron Lady in English, the phrase refers to a nurse that has been seen in hospitals around central Mexico. The title refers to a nurse called Yulia, who was always immaculately presented when on duty in her crispy iron uniform. Apparently, Yulia fell in love with the doctor at the hospital, and then became engaged. All was proceeding well. The doctor left to go to a regular medical seminar held in another city. The doctor failed to return from the seminar, and Eulalia discovered that he had met and married another woman. Poor Eulalia went into a severe mental and physical decline. It's hard to neglect both herself and her work. She soon died of her broken heart. Following Eulalia's death, patients from Central Mexico, hospitals have reported seeing a ghostly apparition on the wards. This spectral nurse is said to heal patients that she appears to. Other versions of the story claim that the original nurse was cruel, constantly doomed to take care for her patients for eternity. Although the former versions seems to benefit the doomed, unrequited love borne by the unfortunate nurse, who had so much love in her heart that it eventually led to her demise. The Mexican skyfish. In May of 2016, Alberto Ignacio Alejo Vera whipped out his phone and with his camera featured recorded a strange anomaly in the skies of his hometown outside of Mexico City. The video shows a translucent object with a tail appearing to swim through the sky. It lazily moves through the air and looks somewhat like a manta ray or a fish with a long tail. The video lasts for a few minutes and has been analyzed by many. For some, the anomaly looks like a blue plastic grocery bag carried aloft by wind currents. Others have claimed that it's remains of a weather balloon coming down to Earth, or that the object is simply a blue heart-shaped balloon with a thick ribbon attached to it. Advanced computer technology in the hands of everyone these days. Was this video simply a clever fake? Away from the earthly and computer-generated explanations of this video, we have a whole group of people, investigators in the paranormal and cryptozoologists, who think that Alberto's video shows a previously unclassified group of creatures called skyfish. To include what has been termed rods, or in Spanish, los rods, supposed quick flying, nearly invisible creatures that live in the far reaches of the stratosphere. Perhaps the first person to see skyfish was a man named Jose Bonilla, an astronomer working at the observatory at Cerro de la Buva, which overlooks the city of Zacatias. The date was August 12th, 1883, and Bonilla was taking pictures of sunspots when he observed nearly 300 unidentified flying objects crossing the sun. The photos were taken on wet plates, exposure of 1/100th of a second. This 1883 sighting is considered to be the first UFO sighting in modern Mexican history. Jose Bonilla noted that the irregular movements of the object he saw when he made his photographic public. The objects were dismissed as high-flying geese. 2011 investigation of Bonilla's place by the National Autonomous University of Mexico stated that the objects were possibly fragments of a billion-ton comet that was passing by Earth at the time. Other investigators with a more paranormal bent claimed that the 1883 Bonilla photograph not only represents the first tangible records of UFOs in Mexico, but he depicted the elusive skyfish. A century after Bonilla's photographs, sophisticated camera equipment became more affordable by average people. By the middle of the 1990s, with more anomalies in the skies recorded on film, was the beginning of the classification of skyfish as a possible cryptid or previously unknown animal. According to paranormal investigator Juan Ramos, creator of the website Atravesia Lo Escondido, Across the Unknown in English, and author of the book Nostro Odion Extraterre y Ostros Estudios de los Cosmos, or Our Extraterrestrial Origins and Other Mysteries of the Cosmos. Skyfish were first recorded in our era in the mid-1990s when an American cameraman named Mark Lichtel was filming parachutists jumping into a deep cave just outside of San Luis Potosí, capital of the Mexican state of the same name. The mysterious flying object identified as the rod-like skyfish were only noticed later when the film was being reviewed by Lichtel in slow motion. various sky fish darted around the base jumpers, some even going around the jumpers to avoid collision. Creatures appeared to be somewhat translucent, about 1 to 2 meters long, thus ruled out the possibility of birds or insects. The American photographer had a mystery on his hands and didn't know what to do with the footage. Slightly earlier than the San Jose photographic anomalies, we have similar objects being filmed outside the town of Real de Palmas in the Mexican state of Nuevo León. On March 19, 1994, a man named Santiago Itera set up his video camera in the face of recording UFO the neighbors had spoken of seeing in the past few evenings. Nearly discouraged after hours of waiting, Santiago was about to give up when he saw strange flashing lights in the sky. He filmed the strange lights in the sky, thought that was all he had captured with his video camera. Later, Santiago reviewed the film in slow motion, and after the UFO disappeared from view, he noticed something highly unusual. Spear-like images, with strange small appendages, only seen when he reviewed the film frame by frame in extremely slow motion. They flew by so fast that they were nearly invisible to the naked eye. How he had discovered some strange atmospheric disturbance previously not described, or is this some special type of UFO? In the same month of 1994, a few hundred miles away from San Diego's home in Nuevo León, a man named Jose Escamilla was also setting up his camera in hopes of filming UFOs. He had seen a UFO in the 1960s when he was with other members of his local rock and roll band. He then discovered strange lights outside his home in March of 1994 and wanted to record them. Escamilla recorded 60 minutes of footage. Like the others, he only saw the anomalous rod-like flying things when he slowed down the footage. At first, he thought that they were insects flying too close to the camera, but dismissed this because the objects were far away, not close enough to the camera lens. Jose's curiosity was unrelenting, and that marked the start of a lifetime of trying to figure out what was causing the image to appear on film. He is considered to be the foremost expert researcher in the topic of skyfish, has appeared on various TV and radio shows to discuss his findings. He also participates actively in the UFO and paranormal lecture circuit. Through his internet presence and fame in the UFO and paranormal communities, Jose has amassed quite a bit of information on skyfish, including many hours of video evidence, which has been submitted from all parts of the world by others curious about these strangely moving objects in the sky. These anomalies have several things in common, according to Jose. And he has his theories as to what they could be. They move very fast, hundreds of miles per hour, and are almost never visible to the naked eye. They seem to be very common in Mexico, Southwest US, and parts of South America. There have been also reports of them in parts of Europe and China. They are cylindrical in shape and measure from about 4 inches to up to 9 feet in length. They have many appendages on their sides which run the full length of their bodies, and many may be attached to lightweight. They appear to fly through the air by using an undulating solid membrane which vibrates very rapidly on each side of their bodies, very similar to how octopus propel themselves through water. Skyfish are also translucent, have also been observed flying in and out of large bodies of water. Escamilla theorizes that these are living organisms, animals that have been adapted to become predators over the years by developing translucence, see-through appearance, and by flying fast. Though not resembling any known animal currently living on Earth, Escamilla believes they are extraterrestrials, but they're not extraterrestrials, but a creature has lived on Earth for many years and has evolved to live in the upper reaches of the sky. Why has a body of skyfish never been found? Like an octopus, it is theorized skyfish may be comprised mostly of soft tissue, so many to decompose, so many decompose quickly. Skyfish sightings are increasing. That may be because camera technology has become more sophisticated and more widespread than ever. Although there are more people living in the concentrated areas than ever before in human history. Take, for example, the mass sightings of rod-like skyfish sighted over Mexico City in May of 2015, seen by untold thousands. With a population of over almost 25 million people, that's 50 million eyes, there is a greater chance of mass sightings of any sort of UFOs in the skies. Jose Escamilla claims that the government has the world or are aware of this flying creature, and he has alleged that his phone has been tapped and yet his skyfish activities are being monitored. However, he remains determined to continue his research and remains a clearinghouse of information for all things skyfish related to this day. As with everything outside of mainstream science, skyfish phenomenon is not without its critics. Trying to debunk the skyfish, the critics usually begin with camera errors and camera lens effects. Many supposed skyfish photos and videos can be explained away by tricks and aberrations of light. In other words, these images are simply just byproducts of photography. In general, when an image moves too fast in front of a still camera, the image blurs. When you take a picture of a person running, for example, there might be a slight blur in the arms and legs of the object. It doesn't mean that the person is morphing into something else, it's just a camera effect. The use of outdated or poorly maintained cameras in Mexico has an explanation for these anomalies. It's dismissed by counter critics as racism. Seemingly easy explanation for photographs do not explain images seen in video and digital camera footage, but most critics have chopped up these motion pictures, examples to insects or the wind blowing small objects like seeds being blown through the air. Much like Bigfoot, a body has yet to be produced by a skyfish for scientific examination. There also has been no biological precedent for this supposed cryptid. If they exist, what did they evolve from? Despite the critiques, Jose Escamilla still pursues his studies, thus continuing the research of another Jose, his 19th century counterpart from Zacatecas. Perhaps with better technology and more people investigating the phenomenon worldwide, Jose might finally have the answers to his curious mystery. No, well, that was Mexico City, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Cozy Cryptid. Thank you for my hand marketing, MadHurry77 on Instagram. Thank you for my writer. Thank you for Matt for the music. Thank you for listening. Check us out on Twitter, at Cozy Cryptid Pod, Instagram, and TikTok at Cozy Cryptid Podcast. Want to pick up some shirt or something? Cozy Cryptid. Go to CozyCryptid.com and check it out. Next, any questions or stories you want to submit, either send me a message on there or send for a voice message on, like, down below. Thank you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.